Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 50% off site-wide and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's better over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
You know, we just had a great call. And I think the point of... oh my gosh. Now
Miranda.
Miranda, thank you for the save. I'm sorry, Miranda. I really meant what I said about hospice workers. I really did. I just have a bad memory. Time will do that to you. I'm old.
I got really lucky I remembered it.
Yeah, thank you. Seriously, thank you. I would have felt like an a-hole. Now, that's not different from normal, but I, you know,
there are
reasons I don't mind feeling like one, and there are reasons why I do. But I think her point was the idea that this is all cumulative in somehow that the locker room holds it against Deshaun. Here's the thing. I don't think you can outright dismiss the idea that the locker room might be over Deshaun. I think a lot of that, I don't know a lot of that has to do with the actual football of the previous 3 years as much as it does with a sideshow and with some of the drama on social media and Deshaun's own handling of the media. I think that's probably more problematic because I don't know how they could make any sort of informed decision on 5 games of Deshaun last year or 6 games the year before.
No, they couldn't have. We've taken a couple calls and a couple people suggesting that, like, oh, the offensive line, they're not playing well because they don't like Deshaun Watson. And it's like, that's not how this works.
Yeah.
None of this is how this works.
Do you think the Jets love Aaron Rodgers? Do you think, what was it, Tampa Bay? Do you think they, apparently they didn't love playing with Tom Brady because he's a bit of a jagaloon?
What a great line by Brady in response to that yesterday.
Kind of a chotch move.
Nah.
Yeah,
I like
kind
that
of a
he
baby.
Said, I can't be the guy ripping him saying he didn't say anything hard when Deshaun Watson looked miserable in that Cowboys game to then turn around and be like, oh, I can't believe he got hard with Baker.
Yeah, I can. I can. He looked like a baby. You've got 7 rings. Shut up, Tom. It's not about you. But continue.
I like that now you're the Baker defender. We've switched from 440. It was me, and now it's fully in your court.
I am a Baker bro forever, and let it be said and let it be done. That's what I was going for.
if you don't like Deshaun after that game yesterday, and you think Deshaun was the problem, then you're just never going to like Deshaun. It's fine. And there are people that are like that.
I don't think he played well enough to say that.
Oh, I think he did. And I've been firmly in the camp of he looked fine, not great, but he was not the problem. We've already established there was 4 or 5 other things that were the problem.
I think it was always going to take more than a game to get people on the right side of things. Like, I think Deshaun's going to have to stack 300-yard games with no turnovers or low turnovers and a couple touchdowns before. Like, I don't even think we've scratched the surface on people trying to open up their mind on Deshaun. And I don't think that's a game that does. You lost, and the best play of the game got called.
But if you'd won that game, I think people definitely start to open their mind on it. You didn't win it,
though. Oof. No, here's the thing. Because I think you're thinking about it where you and I are, which from week to week, we're trying to evaluate what do we see from him. Do we see there are people who are coming from this at a nope, not it.
Well, that was Miranda.
Him.
That was Miranda in a nutshell.
And it's tough for me to say, I can't tell you you're wrong. Because whatever objections you have at this point, it makes total sense.
She could have looked like Patton Oswalt in the sports radio movie where he like scripts out his takes and then calls up passionately and then like yells. She could have done that. She could have written out her script on Saturday, which she wanted to tell you, and it would have been the same exact thing.
Okay, but
no part of that was changed.
But to how many? But again, that's not like you've said this, and you're right in that if you look at the box score, that's going to confirm what you felt about that game. Meaning, if you look at it like I do and say, add a 70-yard touchdown, and all of a sudden Deshaun's at almost 250 yards and two touchdowns, that's the best thing we've seen from him, even against Vegas, that's confirmation bias. If you look at it and go, well, he didn't crack 200 yards and he had an interception as well, even though you and I both know it was off Amari, it was a perfectly thrown ball, though you and I both know there was another touchdown out there, like, that's just not the game. Like, I really do think it is going to take at least 2, 3, maybe 4 games before the true people who say, that's not my quarterback, and here's why I think he's the problem. I'm going to continue to go to Ralphie May, which is like the
it's
like,
not a Diet Coke fix.
It's more than a Diet Coke fix.
I start using that in real life scenarios, by the way, now. You should know
it
that.
It totally works for almost.
It just does work.
Like, and most people are like, what are you talking about? Who's Ralphie May? And then we punch them. No, just kidding. do you see what I'm saying? Like, I think for the people who are truly against Deshaun, who just have decided.
They're always going to be against Deshaun, though. That's what I'm trying to tell you, is that on Saturday she could have written out what she was going to say on Monday, and it didn't matter what happened with Deshaun. None of it mattered. She was always going to come in and say that.
216-474-0092. Did yesterday do anything to change your mind on Deshaun? And this is a serious question. I'm not being condescending, which I can occasionally be. I'm not being sarcastic, which I'm almost always being. Do you guys, if you are a staunchly anti-Deshaun, is there something that he can do short of winning a Super Bowl? Like, how many games before you start to be even open to the idea of buying in? We'll take your guys' response there. At Nick Wilson says, at Jay Peterlin as well. And we come back, Daryl Ryder joins us live in studio on 92.3 The Fan.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken care of. It took forever. And the worst part? Hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
Shop Blinds.com for up to 50% off site-wide and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port and trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.